Cleanup continues 3 days after 7 cars from a Norfolk Southern train derailed and crashed into the Station Square light rail stop. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto told 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin the city dodged a bullet on this accident, but he has concerns about overall rail safety.
Were we doubly fortunate? No injuries, and the freight wasn't dangerous itself that actually did spill from the train.
Yeah, I mean, in all those instances, we were very, very lucky. It's one thing to have a train derailment. It's quite another when you can do so without the worry of what the contents are and having no injuries. That usually doesn't happen.
Freight moves through daily, and there are hazardous materials that move through the city. Are you concerned about the regulations, the standards for especially transporting hazardous materials through the city?
We know the amount of traffic that is occurring through the city, and we know which lines are being used in order to transfer Bakken crude and some other materials. But what we don't have is any authority given to us to be able to limit or to in any way place restrictions on those loads as they go along either our rails or on our rivers on barges. However, it's important for folks to recognize the Bakken crude issue is unique in that it's not an oil like you are used to seeing out of the Gulf or out of Texas. The gas is still in the oil, which is why some of these trains have derailed. They've exploded. Oil usually doesn't explode. So that has its own implications, and that could be changed through federal law that would require that the oil be treated before getting on the trains. I think that's a common sense issue that I really believe Congress should be taking up. The impact, if that had been carrying that type of crude in that area, in the proximity to densely populated area of downtown, would have been devastating.
What about speeds of trains? Are you satisfied with the limitations on the speeds moving through?
Obviously, when you're dealing with areas that are densely populated or you're dealing with track that has a lot of turns, safety should be the primary concern. Especially when you are double stacking your trains, there's more of a likelihood that a train can tip.
The cars that derailed were double stacked containers, one on top of another. Do you think that this derailment with the double stack containers will intensify any debate, discussion over Norfolk Southern's wanting to run double stacks through the north side? It wants to raise the height of a couple of bridges to do so.
Yeah, I definitely do. I think that, you know, this conversation has been happening in the north side for the past several months. We have required Norfolk Southern and PennDOT to go back to the community to work through a plan with what the alignment of the bridges and the work that would be required would mean to the community. But at the same time, we're also looking at our rights as a city to ask the harder questions of whether or not it's even appropriate.
Is that about all you can do is ask the questions because you don't have the authority to have any definite decision?
We're looking at every angle of what authority we do have when it comes to railroads and then looking at any possibility that we can bring the subject to a question of the appropriateness of double stacking through the north side, not simply how to do it. At this point, we don't have any legal analysis that would provide us the ability to do that, but that doesn't mean that we won't stop trying.
Any idea when the state transportation officials might make some sort of a decision on the height of the bridge proposal?
They have not given us a date, not a month or any time period. They have financed the project through PennDOT to be completed by Norfolk Southern.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.